Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 76 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Gentlemen, today is Wednesday, May 24th. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Lotta Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats not here this week. Three-man weave this week. We'll see our buddy next week. Miss you, bud. I'm Marcos, and again, we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Guys, all the socials, you know them already. I won't run through them this time. But more importantly, fellas, how the hell we doing? Dale,
how
the hell you doing?
Yeah, no baby.
Oh, my God.
We're just waiting.
Dude, baby watch 2023.
Is endless. Absolutely endless.
Well, and because she's what? At this point, she's 30.
She is 2 days shy of the full 40 weeks. So we are literally any moment now.
You guys have like a code word? Or is like a...
Santa's got a brand new
I'm bag. Having a fucking baby.
It's damn. Probably, yeah, that's exactly. The code word. That's about it.
Holy shit.
Right. But no, otherwise, all good. Everyone's all healthy, so we can't complain too much.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Thank you.
You guys have any big plans for Memorial Day weekend? I have been looking forward to this weekend.
Is this your Super Bowl?
It's not so much my Super Bowl. This is just like, you guys know me. I get really busy this time of year. And like I'm working 6 day weeks for the last like 2 months or something. This is my first like consecutive couple days off. I'm going to play so much golf.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to sleep a lot. Drink a lot of beer.
Question?
What's up, Dolly?
When you say play so much golf,
uh-huh.
Do you mean swing the sticks or are you talking about these sticks?
No. Not video game sticks.
Oh, okay.
I'm having a fun time playing video game golf, but actual golf. We'll
gotcha.
Be going up to Dubuque and I was like playing courses that I never have played before.
There you go.
So that's pretty fun. Do that. Drink. Work on the suntan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're pretty fucking tan.
Yeah,
as
you're getting
is.
Some real color.
It's pretty, pretty fucking crazy. It's not good.
Why is it not good?
I mean, it's good, but like, you know, look at this, dude. It's the farmer's tan. Look at the glasses tan.
Yeah, the line.
It's wicked. Yeah, it's crazy. Jake, what's your plan this weekend?
Not much, honestly. I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to golf for sure.
Hell yeah.
Probably every morning. But yeah, nothing major. I'm going to kick
time?
Back fucking 5 a.m. every day.
You play every day 5 a.m.?
I might go with
pretty much. We didn't play this morning.
No, I just wasn't feeling well this morning, so I didn't get out. But tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty much. We just get out there before anybody else is. Because there's like, especially on the weekends, there's permanent tee times. But they don't start until technically probably like 6 a.m. So if we get there at 5:30, we could just go.
And get in before the person that's...
Yep.
Well, that's what's nice about early golf, too. Like, especially the older we get, now it's like you get the whole day. You start early enough. You don't piss off the significant other. You get a whole day of eligible activity still.
And it's great when you're leaving the course. This happens routinely, but we'll be leaving and everybody's like other people that are getting there will, you know, just be chatting with you and be like, yeah, have a good round. It's like, nope, already done.
Already done.
Already done.
You guys
baby.
Getting on? Nope, getting off. Thanks.
Get off. My shit. That's awesome. Can I tell you guys about a hand-up moment that I had here? This happened to me last week, and I've been kind of embarrassed to talk about it.
Hand-up?
Interesting.
Hand-up moment here.
On right? me.
Lay it on me.
Producer Jake is the one who has the car issues, right? And he remains having that title.
Yes.
But I'm part of that club now.
What happened?
Oh,
so, post-work, right? Long-ass day. And I decide, you know what? I'm getting gas. I'm gonna go to the car wash, too. So I go to the car wash, right? Because the car wash, that's one of those gas and washes where you get the discount or whatever. So I go, there's the person, you know, that flagger that like flags you in. And they're like, you know, come in straightforward.
Sure.
And then they point at the screen and they say, neutral, hands off the wheel, sit back, relax. So cool. Get in, line it up. She says, you know, do neutral, the whole thing, done. Scroll down or I go and I look at my phone. Don't think anything of it. I hear banging on my window. I look up and I realize I'm almost out of the car wash. Never put the car in neutral. Guys, I flew this through this fucking car wash so fast. I was probably foot and a half from the car that was in front of me getting a car wash that I almost hit. Luckily, like I didn't panic or anything and I didn't like swerve into like the machine. But like the girl, like, bless her heart, she's like, I'm just checking. Is everything okay? And I'm like, you're not checking. Like, it's everything is fine. You're making sure I don't ruin this machine. that's on me. Like, it was, dude, I was so embarrassed. I'll never go back to that gas. I'll never go back. Because I was in my work car, too.
Right.
So, like, I'll never go back.
Right.
And she's just like, I'm like, I don't know what happened. I thought I was in neutral. To my defense, like, fuck cars nowadays. There's no Prindle. There's no, you know, the little.
What?
The what?
What did you just say?
You guys don't call them Prindles?
Prindle?
They're Prindles.
What is a Prindle?
The shifter. Park, reverse, neutral, drive low. It's a Prindle.
Shut the fuck up.
Never once in my life have I heard that. No.
It's a Prindle.
Never heard
so
that.
So my car now, it doesn't have the actual, like, shifter, and it doesn't even have the little dial. It's just, like, the window. Like, you know how you have the little, like, switch things for windows, like, going up and down? That's what it is. It's on my center console.
It's like the button one.
Yeah, just a button. So, like, I probably thought, in my defense, I hope, I probably thought that I was good. I swear I hit it, but just didn't engage.
Awful.
Really? You guys never call them Prindles?
Never once have I heard that in my life. Not once.
No fucking way.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, it's a Prindle. Now, every time that you look at your Prindle in your car, you'll think of this.
Probably not.
Fuck you. The hell, man. So, yeah, that was super embarrassing.
Awesome. And,
like, the guy in front, I can just think of, like, the guy that was in the car wash in front of me, looking behind, like,
he's going to fucking hit me.
I was flying, dude.
And, like, he can't do anything.
That guy did not check his Prindle.
How fast does your car go when you're not,
right,
when you're in drive, but you don't have your foot on the brake? You know,
aren't there little tire tracks, like, little things you're supposed to have, like,
yeah, aren't
grooved
you,
in?
Like, bumping over things?
No.
I was just...
What? Then how do you move if... No.
I was just kind of
you...
going. I didn't feel anything.
Oh, they probably come up behind you and move. Yeah, that I see.
It's
I
just like
you.
A track.
But you figured you'd catch up to them.
You know?
You would think.
You know?
It was a mess. It could have been a catastrophe.
You'd also think you'd check your Prindle.
See, yeah, that's... Big lesson here.
Check your Prindle.
Always check your Prindle.
Gotta check those Pringles. Prindles. Guys, also Pringles.
Guys, let's get into some sports minutes, right? No sponsors, no voicemails this week. Just a reminder, if you guys want to leave a voicemail, call any one of the boys. You can email an audio file to dubbareminimum@gmail.com. Sponsors, tip jar is always open at the bare minimum. If you're looking to leave the boys a little tip, sponsor an episode.
Give you a little tip.
Title sponsor the whole goddamn thing. Up to you. We're happy to take your money. So again, guys, at the bare minimum on Venmo. Guys, we'll do some sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams, and we start off with the beloved Bears. So Bears have OTAs. Bears. It's been uneventful. You know, everybody, there's some names that you haven't seen there. You haven't seen Eddie Jackson at OTAs here. And again, these are voluntary off-season workouts.
These are the VOTAs.
Yeah, so this is okay. They're voluntary. There's some guys that are there that you would expect to see, some guys that aren't there that you kind of get it. So you haven't seen Darnell Mooney.
What happened with Jalen Johnson?
Let's get into this one. So the Jalen Johnson thing is a weird situation to me. Jalen Johnson is not there. And again, they're voluntary workouts. Is this like, this isn't how I would go. If I wanted to get paid, like if you're going into a contract year, if I wanted to get paid and I wanted to show this team, especially because like Jalen Johnson went through that phase of having to win over this coaching staff, if you guys remember correctly, like he got benched at some point last year. Like it wasn't really like he was never their guy, but he won this staff over. This is a weird way to show that you're all in by not going to these voluntary workouts. What do you guys think about it?
Well, so is there like an attitude thing that happened? I was listening to the radio like early this morning and I don't know. Callers were just being meathead callers and like bitching and moaning about it.
That's us.
But I couldn't tell if there was actually like is there smoke and there's fire or is it just people blowing smoke?
No, I mean, I think there's something legitimately like it is a contract year. So he doesn't have any of that guaranteed money. Like he wants that extension. And
well, it's his rookie deal still.
And I get it. Like, I get the whole, like, you could totally go out there and one wrong cut, tear your ACL, you're done for the season. That obviously is a possibility. I mean, I could crash my car on the way. I could crash in a car wash on the way to work or something.
Right.
You know? Like, there's things can happen. But, like, big picture here, like, this is a weird way to try to secure getting yourself paid. Trying to show this organization that, like, I'm all in. let's do this, let's put in this work, especially with new faces around. Like, you want to take that next step and you want to take it together, dude, you got to be there.
And that's like,
excuse me,
that's just like not how this works. Like, you're still on your rookie deal. I 100% understand wanting to get paid. I want everyone to make as much money as possible, but like, you're not a premier cornerback in this league. Teams aren't knocking on the door asking about your availability or anything. Like, you've played to your, I think it was a second round pick. He's played to a second round pick potential, but like, you're a two on a lot of good teams.
I think Jalen Johnson could be a one. He is your one, and he could be a one.
He is your one. I don't think that's like the old, is he a number? Are you a number one receiver?
I think he's good. Like, I think he's better than most cornerbacks, most number two cornerbacks. Like, and that's where we kind of draw the line. But I mean, you need those guys, and especially if they can come up through your system. Like, he showed that he can play. I mean, when he played against the Eagles last year, like when the Bears played against the Eagles last year, like, he kept AJ Brown in check. That was a good performance, and he had a couple good performances against some good wide receivers. But it's just like, dude, it's just you guys know me, optics. Optics, optics. This just does not look good. It from the outside looking in, looks like you don't want to come with. Like, we're on our way here. You don't want to come with?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's wrong with us? You don't like this?
Absolutely.
So that's
one last thing on that. When asked about it, Eberflus said, "Yeah, I don't see it that way," with regard to it being a contract holdout situation. Okay. So,
because he's not injured anymore,
right?
Because Flus did definitely clarify that, like, the hand that was the injury for him. I don't know. I don't remember if it was a hand or a wrist or something, but he had some sort of like hand injury. Like, that injury is not a thing anymore. Like, he could be there. He's just deciding not to. It's going to be interesting when the mandatory OTAs come. And is this now considered a holdout, or then we get back? I don't think it's going to be a Roquan situation.
No.
Because that was a
chaotic. And he's also top 10 potential. Like, it's just different situations.
Agreed.
And one last note on it being that Jackson and Mooney, while both absent, are still nursing offseason injuries. So, like, those two, yeah. Nate Davis, the new veteran right guard. Sure, it's voluntary.
That's another one, though. Like, the Nate Davis one was a little weird to me, too, because, like, dude, you just got inked with this new money. Like, this is a new team. You're learning this system. Like, I get it. You know, summer plans are summer plans, but even then still, you played for the Titans. It's not like you guys had a long season last year. You didn't play any extra games. Like, you just signed this new deal with this new team. Don't you want to get in here and get acclimated and run through some of these reps? Like, maybe it's just me being a meathead and grasping for straws and like an off season that really, you guys know how off season is. We make stories out of everything, but
it's because it's all we have.
It's all we have. We did a schedule last week.
Because we got the itch.
Are you kidding me? But it's a little weird. I'm curious to see what happens here. Have you guys seen the Chase Claypool slander going around the internet, callers? So there's a lot of what I call Chase Claypool slander. People already declaring that the Claypool trade was bad, and okay, you definitely gave up more than maybe I would have liked to give up. But I don't think the book is finished on...
The book's not finished on that story.
It can't be. And that's the thing. Like, you had Justin Fields running for his life behind an offensive line that can't play. Like, Claypool proved that he could do it like at a pretty high level in this league. Like, he had a couple seasons where he was almost 1,000 yards. I think he had 800 and like 850 2 years in a row. Like, I think you can get something comparable to that from a Chase Claypool. Like, I'm not with the, like, I don't think you can make a declarative statement one
not
way
yet.
Or the other
not
on
yet.
Chase Claypool.
And after this year, we'll be able to make a better statement.
Oh, well, after this year, he's either getting paid or...
Correct.
You spent money, you spent capital on a guy that you're not going to keep around.
Yeah, I mean, that rookie year, he saw over 100 targets and over 60 catches, 873, and 9 touchdowns that first year. Granted, wasn't Ben still throwing the ball then, I believe?
Yeah, that was Ben's first one.
It's one of those situations where, oh, so you were playing well when you had a Hall of Fame quarterback throwing it to you. No kidding. It's like when Drew Brees was in New Orleans, like, as soon as he left, that offense tanked. Oh, you mean when you remove the Hall of Fame quarterback? And I feel like that's kind of what happened to Pittsburgh, because they also brought in Deontay Johnson. They had games where James Washington was the guy, or insert receiver here. So
Juju.
Thank you. Yeah. Juju being the other one. So
and then you had a guy like Mason Rudolph thrown to him.
Right.
And like the issue with Claypool his last year in Pittsburgh was that he went from like a big body outside receiver to like they tried to play him inside in the slot. And like that's not my game.
No, he's a giant.
That's not what we're doing. I would just urge Bears fans to like pump the brakes a little bit on declaring that the Chase Claypool
6'4", 240
Dude.
Big man.
That's a man. That's
like
a
those like watch those highlights of Chase Claypool of those two seasons. Like if that guy can do something similar here with more weapons around him, and that's the thing too. Like everybody gets better now because DJ Moore's here. Like because DJ Moore's here, hopefully Darnell Mooney comes back. You get a little more production off of Ellis Jones. Like Chase Claypool was here and he played half a season, three quarters of a season, and part of it he was injured. He didn't have an off season to learn this system. I just think that it's going to be an interesting year for him, and I think at the end of the season, one of the two, either him or Mooney, is going to end up getting an extension here. Could you guys see a situation where like the Bears don't sign either of them?
Absolutely.
You just let him go?
Well, like it's the same thing. I almost stopped you when you said like, this can't be the case with Chase Claypool. Remember, it can be the case.
It can. Totally.
Right. Just remember that. Yeah, like at all times. That could have been a flash in the pan. He could be bad.
My guess is no matter what, one of them gets signed. Because even if they're both bad, I bet one of them gets signed to just a cheap deal.
Unless the Panthers are so bad that you end up with 1-1 again. Because then you have Marvin Harrison.
But even then, like, you can still just get one. Like, you still need depth. Like, you could still get
one of them
for a low deal or something. I bet one of them is going to be re-signed.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for the conversations of Justin Fields' contract extension? Because those will be here before you know it.
Well, we've got a little bit of time, though, because we're going to pick up his fifth-year option.
Correct. But you're talking about...
We're pushing it a year in theory.
You're talking about making plans for, like, if a contract extension is getting done, it's getting done within the next 18 months.
True.
Yeah. And I mean, at that point, like...
It's a lot of time, though.
It's a bunch of time, but as you guys know, it'll be here before you know it. I like Justin's response to, like, that contract question.
Like, I'm here to talk about football.
He's like, I'm here to talk about football, and I'm here to talk about wins. Yep. He's like, that's what I want. I want wins. I want football. And honestly, like, great. Because... if you handle wins and you handle football on the field, the Bears are willing to pay you.
Football.
Take it. So I'm excited. Not a lot right now with the Bears. OTAs will finish up here. You'll get a little bit of a break. Mandatory OTAs will come in. You just want to see these guys continue to report. Stay healthy. That's the big one. I don't want any weird off-season injuries. We've always said it. Off-season is also important. Unless you're talking about on the field, like practice and stuff, I don't want to see your names in the headlines.
Should we run back through the schedule?
You want to run back through the schedule? don't play. No, I'll pull it out right now. We'll do it again. Guys, anything else on the Bears you want to get into pretty quick on this week?
No.
Then we get into the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, take it away.
We're just waiting for the draft at this point. We all know what's going to happen.
Well, for the first one.
Yeah.
Now, what about number two?
At 1-2?
No, don't we have a second first-round pick?
We do at like 120. Or so.
Where is the hole right now besides everywhere?
See, here's the thing. I mean, the biggest gap is going to eventually just to be find your goaltender. You can draft one. But, I mean, the Blackhawks by The Athletic were rated like top five in prospect depth. And that was before getting 1-1 with Bedard. And
he's not going to spend much time as a prospect.
And they still have six full first round draft or six draft picks in the first two rounds. So like this team is going to be young, and they're going to have depth and like just a wide pool of players to try to groom to be the next future of this team.
Well, and they've got money too. If I'm not mistaken,
they have the most money.
They have
the most money. They're actually below the floor, so they do have to spend some money to get there. I couldn't tell you who they're gonna take at 120 or whatever it is, but
a goalie.
Fuck, it could be. Who knows? I don't know what kind of goalie prospects are out there. I haven't I haven't dove in yet. I'm still in NHL playoff mode, watching those games, which are fucking shit kickers right now. Anyways, I think both teams are up 3-0.
Oh, it's like the NBA.
So it's gonna go Stanley Cup final. It'll be Carolina versus, the Panthers versus the Vegas Knights.
Is that so now moving into the NHL playoffs, like, is that an issue for hockey that you don't have one of your original six, that you don't have a big market team in there? Like, it's probably good, because I think it's the same thing. Like, I'm feeling it right now with the NBA, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but like, the fans will love it. Like, yeah. the actual fans who watch and don't care, but like, for the everybody else who like wants it, like, is,
yeah, like, I'm of course still gonna watch. I granted, you're gonna miss out on your casual fans in the big market, you know, like if it was a Blackhawk or the Toronto Maple Leafs, like there's fans of those teams that just don't watch hockey, but if they were in the finals, so you just have a bigger population pool, right? But I don't think it'll suffer too bad. I think people will still watch that do watch. I'll definitely be one of them. I don't think it's a problem. I think it's exciting. I do like the parody of it all.
Well, and the playoffs in the NHL have been awesome to this point. Like, conference, those series have been kind of blowouts, and it is what it is. But like, everything up to this point what we've seen has been really exciting.
Bobrovsky's been a madman. He is the front
runner. Good for Bob, dude.
Top cop Bob. He is the front runner for the Conn Smythe for the playoff MVP.
He's back on the
force. In the last 12 games, he's 11-1. I think he's got like 2 or 3 shutouts. Like, he's unbelievable right now. He just cannot be, just nothing gets through him.
Who's your pick?
It's the Panthers. It was the same as last week. Yeah. It's the Panthers, for sure.
Which is crazy.
I know, right?
Because they made it on the last day.
Yeah. They're hot. They are hot.
Anything else on the NHL?
Nope.
Then we move on to the Chicago Cubs. That a day, I'll take it away.
So,
yeah.
Not great. We've dropped like 6 of the last 7 series.
I think we're like 16 of the last 16 losses in the last 23 games or something like that.
Yeah, we've been swept one of those series, and I think we split another one, but that's about it. So, not doing well. With that being said, Smiley has back-to-back good performances, through another good game last night. That's been the lone bright spot outside of course Justin Steele still pitching his balls off.
Wait, what about Morel?
That for the pitchers, that's it.
Oh.
Otherwise, Morel, as Jake said, he's, I think, in the last like 15 days, he's scored like 17 runs and has 9 home runs.
Dude, he has 9 home runs, and that's not to mention he hit another, I guess he hit like 8 home runs in AAA as well.
In like 20 games, he had like 12 home runs or something. Dude, crazy.
Well, that in the last, he's only been playing for those like 15 games. I don't know if he's even hit 15 yet, but in the 15 games he has been up, he scored 17 runs, hit 9 home runs, 15 RBIs. Like, he's got 3 walks in there, so he's taking his walks too. Sick. Now, if the rest of the lineup could do something. Seiya's been fine, but otherwise.
Seiya's been really warming up here.
Absolutely.
Hit his 7th home run of the season, I think, yesterday against
the
Mets.
Yep, he went off of Miguel, was pitching yesterday. We were watching it at the pizza shop. But, yeah, the team is otherwise not doing great.
I mean, Patrick Wisdom was going to come down to earth. Like, you knew he was.
Yeah, he has definitely fallen off. He started hot and was like, was one of the first ones, either 11 or 12 home runs, but then has just stayed there for the last 3 to 4 weeks. So, not a lot of movement, unfortunately. They've hit the wall. Luckily, their division still sucks.
That's what I was going to say. The NL Central is really, really bad.
It's not as bad as the AL Central.
It's pretty damn close.
But it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Especially when the Cardinals are not playing good baseball. That means the whole division is dog shit.
I mean, you're like 2 games away from being just as bad as the AL Central.
So better.
You just got to stay within striking distance. Especially with baseball and like those long seasons. Like, dude, you just got to stay in there.
Yeah, and especially when you look at like the draft being so much different than the other big sports drafting setups and just how it all works. Like, you got to stay competitive in some way. So anyway, long way of saying they've been playing bad baseball the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Only way left is up. That's producer right. Jake, what about the White Sox?
Say that in a different way.
Don't do this, Jake. Don't do this, Jake. Don't do this, guys. Jake.
Giolito's back. Lance Lynn is back.
Kopech is back, though.
Kopech is back.
I think we're fucking back.
And there it is.
We've won our last three series, I believe.
What would Jake from 3 weeks ago tell you? Like, if you were sitting right now across the table from you from 3 weeks ago, and you right now was telling you from 3 weeks ago, like, hey, it's going to get better. Like, what would you tell yourself?
If 3 weeks ago, wait, if 3 week ago me was telling.
No, if you right now was telling you from 3 weeks ago, hey, like,
yeah,
we're going to be back.
Yeah,
going to be great.
Yeah.
We're good. The Kevin Durant Draymond
3 week ago me probably wouldn't believe it, but present me definitely believes it because he's seen the
future.
There
he is. He's,
he's seen the future.
And how did that happen?
Because I'm 3 weeks ahead.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mind fuck.
We're back. We're back.
Like, definitive.
I think we're back.
This is your stance.
We're back. Okay? We're scoring runs again. We're fucking hitting home runs all the time. It's great. The bullpen has come alive. Joe Kelly's been a monster. Got Garrett Crochet back. Liam's on the horizon. Maybe another week or so and Liam's back. Luis Robert's been killing the ball. The starting pitching staff has all been pretty good. Lance Lynn still can't stop giving up home runs. That's the only dark spot, I think. But Kopech was monstrous today. 7 innings pitched, 9 Ks, 1 walk, no earned runs. It's been awesome. We're clawing back. We're only 5.5 games back because, again, the Central is dog shit. We've won 7 of our last 10. I like what I'm seeing. It's been real fun. Garrett Crochet came back from Tommy John. I don't know what he's been doing in his offseason. This dude has the biggest ass I've ever seen in baseball.
Boy's thick.
Guys.
With the big leg kick still, does it hinder him at all?
So it's not as big of a leg kick. He does like a sweeping out, right? Amy and I were watching the game. We couldn't take our eyes off it. It's
just look at that ass.
It's impressive. Like, I couldn't even watch the pitch. It's the biggest ass in baseball. It has to be.
Statement.
Garrett Crochet, biggest ass in baseball. Watch it like him throw a couple like from the night before. It's monstrous. It's honestly preposterous. I don't know what he did. You just Google Garrett Crochet's ass.
Yeah, just Garrett Crochet ass. No, nothing came up. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm.
You're back.
I'm back.
And you're just not worried that so like the first month and a half of the season, just no big deal.
No big deal. We've washed that away. I think we're gonna look back at that first month and be like, damn, that was a pretty tough schedule, and we got a little unlucky, and it hurt the record, but. We're back on fucking track.
Buddy, you need help.
Nope. Nope, I don't.
I'm happy for you.
We got 4 games coming up against the Tigers. We got...
Oh, Sean Murphy's got a fucking shitter on him.
Eat the shitter like an apple fritter? Is that what you...
No.
Jake, anything else on the White Sox?
Nope.
You're back.
Only 5 games back, baby.
I'm gonna give you one more chance. You're back.
Back.
Guys, let's move on to the Chicago Bulls. No love for the Chicago Bulls right now.
You guys remember this one.
What are you showing me?
Remember when Murphy took one off the ass and then everyone went, oh my god, Sean.
Guys, the Chicago Bulls get no love right now. It's off season. They're on a fishing trip. That's kind of how it goes when your team
they're in the corner.
Not that good. So, but I do want to talk about NBA playoffs because NBA playoffs up to this point has been fantastic. Conference finals, just like Jake was saying in hockey, conference finals weren't as fun. And it's really different because, like, the Lakers series, that Lakers and Nuggets series was awesome. Like, even though it went 4 games, like, they were 4 competitive games decided by a couple points every night. Like, the Nuggets are crazy. Jokic is crazy.
Crazy.
That
yeah, he's really good Jokic at basketball, isn't
unbelievable.
He?
Guys, he was the 41st pick. He was round 2, 41 or something like that. Like it's unbelievable to me. Like that guy was a second round pick, and it was probably the body thing. Like I had to explain to Lexi, like that guy right there, killer. And she's like, "What?" I'm like, "Killer. He's just the absolute. I think he was this season's MVP." Like, and I think there was the whole like
Joel just needed a turn.
Everybody had voter fatigue, like, and it's like in most sports.
It's like baseball. It's like
the MVP is not the MVP of the league.
We're just gonna vote for Trout every year. We're gonna vote for Shohei every year.
Well, it's like the same thing with Jordan. You know, like Jordan was only the MVP a handful of times. Like Michael Jordan should have been the MVP every single season that he played. You know, so it's just one of those things. But Jokic is crazy. Jamal Murray together, that team is really good. On the Eastern Conference, I don't want to go to the Eastern Conference yet. LeBron does get swept. The argument is now dead. It is definitive. Like, LeBron James is the second best player of all time. And, I mean, you get swept again, and Kobe. Kobe. I don't know. I don't want to fight with people about that. but it's typical LeBron fashion. Like, so after they get swept.
Cancun.
It's typical LeBron. He immediately brings up the, like, you know, I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with my future, and I don't know if I'm going to retire. Shut up.
The Aaron Rodgers method.
Shut up, dude. Like, that dude is still one of the best players in the NBA. You definitely can see it now, though. Like, LeBron is not at the point where he can shoulder, like, a 45-minute a night and be the best player on the court at all times. He still has those moments. But now more than ever in his career, I think LeBron needs other people around him. He's not carrying a Cavaliers team to the finals and like he did back in Cleveland. You know, it's just not the way it's going to go anymore.
Question for you about LeBron. So yeah. I believe his contract is over in the next like year or so, right in line with when
he's got one more year, I think.
Correct. Right in line with when Bronny is getting out of college.
Yep.
So like, Bronny is viewed between 28 and 43 by most major recruiting services, reports, NBC Sports. People are saying he's a potential top 10 pick because you also get LeBron, not higher than that, like a top 5 pick.
Well, and LeBron has said that that's like the last thing he wants to do now in his career. He wants to play with his son, which is such a crazy, like, holy shit.
That's just a fucking big dick move
right
there.
Just longevity too, dude. The fact that that guy's done it for so long, like, that's where, like, you do need to give LeBron props, like, That's just an outstanding career. Yeah, dude. Like, if you're drafting Bronny Jr., you know that you also have a chance at getting LeBron. And why wouldn't you? That's crazy. I don't know if it'll happen, but I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I mean,
it's a cool story.
It is a cool story. I think if the Bulls stay in purgatory and end up with like a 7-10 pick, fucking why not at that point?
I'd be so mad.
Why?
That would be very Bulls though to finally get him.
Like, you know what I mean? At the end of his career,
that's just Jerry.
He's gonna give you 20 minutes a night from here on out. You know what I mean?
That's
Dwayne Wade.
That Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony.
Rajon Rondo.
Pau Gasol. That's a Jerry move. That's a I want to put ass in seats move.
Oh, you sell jerseys.
Yeah, that's literally what it is.
Jim Tome, Bo Jackson.
How long can you go with this?
I'm trying to think of more White Sox.
Maglio Ordóñez.
Maglio.
Leave Mags alone.
So LeBron gets swept. I'm done with that series. Eastern Conference, Celtics and Heat. Up until
maybe some money last night.
Oh, dude.
They're too.
Moneyline Celtics.
I did because they were too good to get swept by the Heat. Not too good to lose in five or six, but too good to get swept by the Heat.
See, I thought that series was over last night. Like the Celtics, between the first three games of this series, just looked completely uninterested.
Yeah,
I thought they were just gonna roll over, to be honest.
Well, I mean, and like that's the body language. Like they literally look like they don't care.
By the national media.
And they should. Like, you're the number two seed. You have, like, you have a great team. Arguably one of the best players in the NBA in Jason Tatum. Jaylen yep. Brown is also very good and eligible for a Supermax with a second team All-NBA. Like, that Celtics team is good. I understand that they had the whole Ime Udoka issue and, like, they've gone through three coaches yeah. in 3 years. Like, and I get that. And heads need to roll for that. But you cannot put this on Joe Mazzulla. Like, that dude was on. That dude wasn't even on the bench last year. He was a bench coach. He was behind
right.
the first row of coaches. They lost Ime Udoka to that whole scandal. Their second assistant went to Utah, had a pretty good year. They lost the next assistant coach. He's now the head coach at Georgia Tech. Dude, you're talking about.
So is that like a toxic area? Is that it?
I think it's just a matter of like. Nothing's really working at this point. I wonder if, like, if and when, because I think this series is over. Like, I don't see. I know that eventually, like, it's the same thing as, like, the Red Sox and the Yankees. Like, eventually, somebody's going to come back from that 3-0 deficit. Like, it'll happen eventually. It's never happened to this point in the NBA. It's happened twice in the NHL, I think.
Four
times in the NHL, once in the MLB. Never happened in the NBA. I don't believe that this Celtics team is the one that, like, breaks that streak. So, but like, dude, you can't put this on all on Joe Mazzulla. Like, it's partly on him, and that poor guy's in way over his head, and his head's going to have to roll after this season because they're going to have to blame it on somebody. But like, dude, it's got to be on these players. Like, you can't go a combined like 2-for-16 from three from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. It's just not a recipe for success. And whoever wins this series, like, I would love to see Jimmy win a ring, obviously. Like, that would be just fantastic.
Yep.
I don't see anybody getting past Joker. Like, that Nuggets team,
dude,
is so
and he's
good.
Playing with just the chip with, like, losing the MVP. I honestly, it might be what he needed to push him over the edge, because he's a man possessed,
and it's just weird. It's
can I bet on him?
He has
now?
A triple double like almost before the first quarter ends every night,
dude. Every game of the Western Conference Finals, he had a triple double, and it's like he's just the most dominant player on the court.
It's just unreal.
Well, the other night at the end of the first quarter, he had I think like 12 points, like 10 rebounds, and I think like 7 assists. It's like, that's for some people, that's a night.
It's unreal.
You know?
Do you guys see that shot? The step back fall away at the, it was like right at the end of the shot clock when he hits it over Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And it's just this high arching, like he just throws up a prayer.
Right.
And hits it, and Anthony Davis just can't even believe it. Like, literally did what I had to do. Like, I can't believe that happened. And,
unreal.
I think that's going to be good. That's another, like, that's another situation where, like, whether if it's Miami and Denver, like, it's not big market teams. NBA fans are going to like it. We like it. I'm cool with whatever team makes it, because competition, that's great. But like the big market cities and stuff, you're just not going to be represented in those. And it is what it is. I think you'll still have a really good competitive series regardless of who comes out of the East. But I think the West and the Nuggets are winning it. Anything else on the NBA you guys want to get into?
Nope.
Guys, let's move on. Let's get into Sammy Stats Question of the Week.
All right, guys. No Sammy Stats today, so I'm pinch hitting.
Of the week.
If you were to punch yourself in the face and it hurts.
Oh, I know this one.
Are you strong or are you fucking soft? What are you? And also the inverse. If you punch yourself in the face and it doesn't hurt,
are you soft?
Are you strong or are you soft? I think that if you punch yourself in the face and it doesn't hurt, you're for sure soft.
Like, soft in a punch. In punching power?
You're soft.
Soft.
I'm not trying to make distinctions here.
You
are you
ask follow-up questions, the same
like,
question.
Are you hard or are you soft? You know what I'm saying.
Clip that. Clip that.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, that's right.
Timestamp.
I think you're soft. I think if you hit yourself in the face
and it hurts,
and it
soft?
Wait. Okay. I think if you punch it, you guys tell me what I am then, because I'll just explain it. If you punch yourself in the face and it doesn't hurt, you're soft, because it should hurt. Like, if you punched yourself hard enough, it should hurt. And if it doesn't, it's because you didn't punch yourself hard enough and you're soft.
I might just be again too, and like,
dude, come on, man. We're 76 episodes in.
But your like subconscious is gonna pull the punch.
No.
No.
No. I've done some stupid shit. So, you know what I mean?
Like, stupid? Are you just stupid?
Well, the answer is yes stupid to this answer. The answer is stupid across the board. If you try this out, you're dumb. But like, have you, as a young man, you've never in a fit of rage punched a concrete wall?
Sure. I mean, no, but like, I've not a concrete wall, but I've like, you know, swung
sure.
it. I like.
I mean, not
no,
me,
no,
but,
not me, but sure.
But I can see you fucking idiots doing it.
How many drywalls have you punched? Like, how many holes have you punched? Oh.
None.
Really?
I'm just not. I'm just like.
You never had a Kyle moment? You know, monster game of Counter Strike. You know, nice long game, and you're just son of a bitch.
Multiple. No.
Multiple. Me and JB were
destructive.
Yes, that's a very good word. We were large boys, and we fought a lot.
Were.
Love you, Jables.
Love you, Jables.
Yeah.
Better say.
Oh yeah.
Still am, but I was too. Evil.
Sure.
Yeah, we would.
No, not really.
We broke a lot of shit. Anyway, so I think conclusively. If you punch yourself in the face and it hurts, you are, I'm going to lean towards strong. Yeah. No. See, if you punch yourself, I'm actually with you. It's more if you punch yourself in the face and it doesn't hurt.
I think that's
you're
the distinction.
Soft.
Yeah.
That's the one that I think you can lean on.
If it doesn't hurt, you're soft. If it does hurt, you're strong.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you're strong. It means you punch yourself in
just
the face.
You're not soft.
Just means you're not soft.
Ooh. But no, because if you punch yourself hard enough and it hurts, that means you punch. Means you're strong. Strong punch.
I have a nephew. He's a child.
Can you listen?
No.
Fan of the show?
No. He's 9.
Leave a review. Leave a voicemail.
Elliot,
leave a voice.
Shout out.
Oh,
so,
shout out, Elliot.
If he were to punch me in the face and I were, you know, he sucker punched me, it would probably hurt. Do I think that Elliot is hard or me soft as a result of that? Yeah, I'm going to take that one back. I'm going to rewind that one. If you could dolphin that, I'd appreciate it. Or don't, whatever.
No.
If Elliot.
Jake hasn't dolphined.
Is Elliot strong or am I soft? Like, no.
I think Elliot's strong.
No, he's a child. He just punched me in the face.
Backhand the shit out of you.
Anyway, that's a tough one. Jake, final answer.
Stupid.
So I had a feeling when I was you're writing dumb. This down that Jake was going to say, like, you're stupid. Like, I had this feeling.
You think better than us?
And that's what it was. You do.
You guys got to talk about it?
Because you didn't put holes in drywall.
You really didn't?
I didn't punch concrete wall.
That's a dumb one. That's punching concrete walls is...
In a fit of rage, like never.
I feel like drywall would be cathartic.
I punch drywall because I know I'd go through it. Like, and so that's exactly, so it's
you,
cathartic.
But you got to repair drywall.
Are you, when I was a teenager, no, I didn't.
What do you mean?
What the fuck?
Are you marking out studs?
Who did it?
Me, but praying? Like I'm 15.
But yeah, who...
My Theo or somebody who's going to come over it. When you're a little shit teenager at that time.
Oh, I
I'm
hope
not,
they whooped your ass.
Yeah, everything. That's currency. That's how literally. That's
currency.
I grew up. That's we got our asses kicked. Like you could. Everything was like that. Like I said, that was our currency. You want to act up? That's fine. That's an ass whooping. So you would rationalize
that's
it.
That's paddling.
And you'd say. You'd say basically, look, I know that if I do this. Probably going to get my mom's going to be the hands for like 10 minutes. And if that's the case, this is worth it. This is worth it. 10 minutes of.
Did you ever hit a stud? You're just praying.
No, I'm always on center. I always
you just
know,
know
16
you know.
In between.
Yeah, yeah.
I always know. Wham.
Let's see. Corner of the wall.
16.
All right. Right here.
I'm going to punch this bad boy right here. I never really like I punched drywall like 2 or 3 times, something like that. So, but. I don't
yeah,
know how I got
that. Anyway. Same as that's question
there.
Of the week, boys.
That was a good one.
There you go.
Guys, this, you guys want to do some Schmegmans?
Is Sammy Stats question of the week not part of Schmegmans?
No. Sammy Stats question of the week
it
is
comes in
own.
A random
go
times.
On.
Yeah.
Go
so on. Sammy Stats. Wait, no. So let's do some Schmegmans.
Continue.
Right. Who's this week's not that guy? Jake.
Not that guy for me is going to be Fetty Wap.
Whoa.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Hey.
I don't know if he was sentenced or if he's on trial for facing a 6-year federal drug offense.
Oh, with the RICO.
With the RICO.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Just really? Awesome. I got to see this now.
Talk about a flash in the pan.
Fetty Wap.
You probably just Google Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap High. Poor guy. Sentenced to 6 years in prison for drug trafficking.
Ooh.
See, trapping ain't dead. Trapping never dies. It's just, you become a success. It's the Sam Hurd thing. I just became a professional football player to support my
drug habit.
Dale, who's this week's Not That Guy?
So, in a heartbreaking revelation.
Oh, no.
My Not That Guy is going to be Offset this week.
Offset?
Yeah. Of the Migos. Turns out he's actually not related to the Migos at all. He's not a Migos. I found that.
Offset?
Like, so
of the Migos?
So I guess people thought they were all related for years, and they just like chose to never address it. And then it finally came out. He's like, yeah, no, like they're related. No, I'm just a guy.
Really? They're not related?
Two of them are.
Well, if
Offset is, again, just...
Can't make a joke here. Well, one of them just died, and that's why, yeah. Not just. It was a couple months ago. Takeoff died.
There were 3 Migos?
Yeah, well, now there's 2 Migos.
But now there's only really 1 Migo.
Oh, guys, Migo... Wait. We know what a Migo is, right?
What is a space Migo?
No. Is it... Okay, why are they Migos? Are they?
That's my question to you.
Well, I thought they were Migos, like... Just amigos.
But then why wouldn't that just be amigos?
I thought they were just friends then. Yeah, but like amigos is migos. Amigos, they're just friends. I guess I never really questioned if they were or were not family. Yeah, this makes sense. Not really, go. But makes sense.
Yeah.
Guys,
don't deceive people.
My Not That Guy this week. You guys are going to think I'm a meathead. What?
When pressed if Migos actually referred to the Spanish word amigos, which means friends, Quavo said, yeah, but actually it's the hub of drugs out there. So everything that comes out to Georgia got to touch Gwinnett first. So we just call it Migos. That was a quick, I don't know.
I have
the
no idea
background
what
on that.
Any of that,
that
meant.
Quick.
I thought you made all of those words up.
So no, it does.
It doesn't mean friends.
It does, but it doesn't.
Oh.
We have 1 Migo.
Guys, my Not That Guy this week.
We have a Migo.
You guys are going to think I am a total meathead for this, but I'm adding another person to the list. Guys, David Montgomery's Not That Guy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Same thing as Wilson Contreras. He was on, I don't even know if it was like a podcast or if it was, he was playing video games with CJ Gardner-Johnson. They were playing like 2K or something, and it was like, they were just kind of shooting the shit and talking. But basically, from the conversation that they had, David Montgomery was kind of talking shit about, he was saying when CJ Gardner-Johnson asked him about like the losing culture, Monty said, that's all I was used to. And it got to a point where it sucked the fun out of the game for me because I'm a competitor. I like to compete. That's what football's about. It's so refreshing. This is the part that made me want to punch a concrete wall. It's so refreshing to be in a place where that's appreciated. You didn't go to Kansas City. You didn't go to New England with Tom Brady.
You went to Detroit.
They haven't won a playoff game since 1991. You haven't been part, like, you went from a questionable, like, you were going to be a backup here or like split time as the lead back here to be a definitive backup in Detroit, and you want to go scorched earth and say that you left because of the losing culture, because it's a winning culture in Detroit? It's Detroit. Even if you win, you lose. It's Detroit. You live here. You don't get to leave.
Remember when Cleveland, they made that video about Cleveland, like,
I was thinking the same thing.
At least we're not Detroit, like, that's the selling point. That city is such a shithole.
It's the asshole of the United States of America. And Monty's just so wrong for this. Like, come on, dude. It didn't need to be like that. I don't understand. Why do you got to talk shit about your ex when you leave? It was fine. You were posting pictures, Snapchat, Instagram Live, the whole thing. It was fine when you were here, and now you didn't like it? Fuck you. Monty's not that guy. As who can or cannot dog sit for me real quick, I will start. Producer Jake can dog sit for me because he is watching my dog while we're golfing away on the weekend. So,
that's right.
Shout
only
out
one of them?
Jake.
Are you taking one with you?
Yeah. The thing with like two dogs is like you can't. It's tough.
It's absolutely.
It's tough to show up with two dogs somewhere. And so we're going to take the angsty boy also. We're going to take him and then Gus boy. Gus can thrive anywhere. So he just needs shadows.
He's just a boy.
He's a good boy.
Just a boy.
Also we'll go. He's such a good boy. Producer Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
I'm surprised we actually made it through the whole show without talking about it. Michael Block.
Oh, yeah, legend. Absolutely.
Legend of the game.
I figured somebody was going to bring this up here.
Legend of the game. I mean, just a regular old PGA Tour or PGA Club Pro qualifies for the PGA Championship last weekend. Makes the cut, was like in the top 15 the whole time. Plays Sunday with Rory, hits a hole in one on 15 last few, which got him back into the top 15, so he then qualified for next year's PGA Championship, so he's coming back. Stole the hearts of America.
Everybody was talking about it.
Dude, it was awesome. Well, really was.
And he's even getting invites to like now other tournaments. I've liked the
videos.
He's
playing Charles Schwab this week.
Right.
He's got a couple other ones that he's playing now that have been like invited to because he's on like the exemption list and stuff.
Yeah. It's funny looking at the PGA Tour account on like Instagram because they didn't post literally anything about Brooks Koepka like winning. It's just the whole thread is just Michael Block. Basically.
Yeah, Brooks played well, but yeah, that Block story was awesome.
It was such a great story.
Yeah,
and he's such a cool dude.
Did you guys see the commercial that he made for
already?
No.
This was old. He had a commercial for his club back home, and it's incredible.
Oh, so it's like a low budget, like
awesome. And it's just so funny.
I always like the I always like the videos of like there was a video when he got invited to Charles Schwab, where like the guy who runs that tournament, I don't know what you would call that person in that title, but like when they called him to invite him to that tournament and like him and his wife are like sitting there, she's crying and he's crying. Like I just think it's one of those things where like you can totally sense, like you can see people's humility and you can see people's like love for the game and love for each other and just like just how good of a dude he is. Just all the good things for you. It was awesome.
Have you seen the thing about his clubs?
The clubs he swings?
Yeah.
No.
So like he...
They're all the same length?
No, it's not that necessarily weird thing.
He's actually an
astrophysicist. He has like... He plays with like tour edge clubs. Like really low level quote unquote clubs, but like they're obviously all super worn. Like some of them are deteriorating on the backside, and he keeps putting lead tape on them to keep the weight. Because he goes, I'm 100% a field golfer. Like I don't get into the whole science thing. I find something that works for me, and like I make it work. So if you look at his clubs, like the bounce part of it,
shit.
Oh, they're like the steel is deteriorating.
Yeah.
So it's just really cool to see. And he's like, yeah, like especially after last week, I've gotten offers. He got an offer for $50,000 for his 7-iron. It kind of looks cool because of what it is. And like obviously everything that happened, $50,000.
Oh, yeah, that's what he used. That's what he used to hit the hole in one.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, incredible.
He made what I think like $389,000 for his win.
His top 15
right. Finish. The guy was giving lessons for $125 at the golf club that he works at. Like, that's it.
In an interview, someone asked him, like, that money hit the account yet? And he, like, laughed it off. You know, I don't know all that. My wife would have called me. And he goes, well, you know, like, look, we all have goals in our life when it comes to the accounts. And, yeah, this is going to help check a lot of those off.
That's awesome.
He also, in all of his interviews, I just love the self-awareness of just being like, yeah, I'm peaking right now.
Oh, like, yeah, he's like, yeah, this is the best week of my life.
Yeah, like there's no question, this is the peak. And it's only downhill from here.
Such a good dude. Yep. Just so cool.
Big fan.
Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting for not the good boy, but all of the great doggos past is the legendary Tina Turner, who is no longer with us.
I just saw that today.
Ripped to a goat.
That's super sad.
Incredible talent. Lot of other stuff going on in her life, but incredible talent.
Is that a separate podcast that you
I don't, and I don't have any weird conspiracy theories about her being anyone's mother. If you don't know that, look up Michael Jackson's true parents.
She is.
But anyway, shout out to Tina Turner. We lost a goat.
Guys, a quick and easy episode today. Episode 76, officially in the books. On Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast. Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod. Instagram, The Bare Min Podcast. Venmo, always open, like I said, at The Bare Minimum. You guys know the drill. It's a blast. Two-man, three-man, four-man shows. Shout out to the interns. We haven't seen them in a little bit. Shout out Sean. We got to talk to Sean here soon because we haven't actually had him on. He's been doing some writing.
Little Sean A.
So we'll find ways to get that out there to you guys. It's really, really good stuff. So on behalf of the boys, I hope you guys have a fantastic, a safe, fun, lot of golf. Enjoy your holiday weekend. I hope you don't work for 3 days straight. See red, bear down. God, I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Bears.
Love you too. Bears.
Bears.
No one.
Oh, I forgot this is a thing.
I didn't have anything.
Jake wipes his boogers on the wall.
Jake's a crumpler.
No, we did that.
We did that already. I think that's just such a funny. All
right, so now that we're done recording, crumple. Okay, so do you guys? I was made aware that I might be a serial killer.
Okay.
All right. When you guys wipe. Right? Are you folders or are you crumplers?
Folder.
Okay, so most people were there. When you wipe, do you then fold and rewipe?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody looked at me like I was a lunatic, and I'm thinking to myself,
No.
I'm not doing one.
But do you only hit greens?
Exactly. That is the best way to put that. Like, how could you ever just one toilet paper for every?
Gotta make sure you got it all.
Otherwise, well, even if.
No, but I'm saying, so you wipe, and then you fold it.
Yes, that same piece over, and go back for a second pass.
Yeah, because you got another side and another side.
It's economical.
That's exactly what I thought. And like,
were these people made of money?
Fuck you. That's, I'm not crazy.
you rich motherfucker.
I had this, whole doubt where I'm like, dude, am I crazy here? Like, am I just doing this? And then I was like, how did I learn this? Somebody had to have told me.
Who taught me this?
And then I was like, well, I mean, like. Grew up poor. We didn't have good plumbing when we went to my grandma's in Mexico, and so like maybe that was a thing. Yeah, this makes sense.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
but she ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Down, girl, go ahead. Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow. That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.